Jason Whitlock, Caitlin Clark faces bigotry from black WNBA players but is not helped by easily triggered fans. By Warner Todd Houston on September 4, 2024. Sports commentator Jason Whitlock agrees that WNBA star rookie Caitlin Clark faces bigotry from black players, but he also warns that her easily triggered fans are not helping her any. Whitlock told his podcast listeners that Clark absolutely faces discrimination from a long line of black WNBA players, both current and former. Indeed, he characterizes Clark's detractors as the seventh dwarfs of basketball, according to the Daily Mail. The commentator blasted Chicago Sky players Angel Reese, Jenedi Carter, Diamond DeShield, and Sky coach Teresa Weatherspoon. He also took aim at ex-WNBA players Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, and Gamecocks coach Dawn Staley. He even chided what remains of black Twitter for constantly attacking Clark. He even gave these seven dwarfs nicknames: Sleazy Reese, Grumpy Swoops, Dopey DeShields, Angry Carter, Bashful Leslie, and Weavy Weatherspoon. He had particularly harsh words for coach Dawn Staley. Staley is, of course, the evil queen of women's hoops, Whitlock said. She's the puppet master secretly pulling the strings of bigotry that denied Clark a spot on the Olympic team and fueled the petty commentary surrounding the WNBA's Rookie of the Year discussions. Despite the racist opposition she is facing within the WNBA and its corrupt culture, Whitlock also insisted that Clark's ardent fans are also putting the wrong pressures on their idol. Clark's real obstacles are her lovers, the mob of fans triggered by dwarfs, the people who want to turn their idol into a victim, he lamented. A victimhood mentality could derail Caitlin Clark's historic season. It could prevent Clark from reaching her full potential this year. Clark had a chance to put together the greatest rookie season in the history of professional sports, Whitlock explained. Whitlock told his listeners that Clark's fans could accidentally reinforce some of her worst rookie habits. He warned that fawning over her might cause her to ignore important lessons she needs to learn to mature into a powerhouse player in the long run. A victim mentality would prevent her from making the necessary improvements, Whitlock warned. Her fans could give her that mentality if they continue to cry about things that don't really matter, and shield Clark from objective criticism. He went on to point out some of her flaws. Caitlin Clark is lazy on defense. She spends way too much time whining to the referees. She loses focus with her ball handling and passing, and lapses into chucking the ball up from deep early in the shot clock. Clark's shortcomings need to be publicly discussed. It will force her to address this, but it's difficult to do in the current environment. Her supporters interpret any criticism as unfair bigotry or jealousy. They've adopted the victim's mentality for Caitlin Clark. Whitlock insists that the seven dwarfs attack Clark because they have a victim mentality. He urges Clark not to develop the same bad habit. Don't do it to Caitlin Clark, Whitlock concluded. She's not weak. She's prepared and strong. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.